continue this evening in the Rebbe's Drashas and Drashas of Piaget and the Ish Kodesh, Parshas Vayishlach. So the Rebbe begins according to Pasuk Vayomer Shalchini Ki Alo Ashachar. So remember again, this is on the fateful night before Yaakov Avinu was preparing for his much dreaded, although longly anticipated, meeting with his brother Esav. So that night the Torah says, "Vayivaser Yaakov levado." Yaakov Avinu was left all alone. "Vayeavik ish imo ad alos hashachar." He begins to fight with a man, and Rashi HaKodesh identifies the man as the Sarosh shel Esav, the ministering angel of Esav. And finally, again, Yaakov Avinu is able to hold his ground throughout the entire night. And finally, the Malach says to Yaakov, "Vayomer shalchini ki alo hashachar." The Malach says to Yaakov, "Send me, let me go, release me, for the dawn has come upon us." "Vayomer lo hashalicha chokim berachtani." And Yaakov Avinu says, "No, I will not release you, unless, of course, you bless me." So the Piagetzna asks, "V'novino, lama hayotzarech Yaakov Avinu shesaro shal Esav yivarcho? Halo kvarash bercho Hashem?" So the Rebbe asks, first of all, number one, why does Yaakov Avinu need a bracha from the Malach? After all, again, the Ribono shel Olam already blessed him. Remember, in last week's parsha, by the Chalom, by the dream, by the ladder, HaKadosh Baruch Hu already blessed Yaakov Avinu, telling him, "I'm going to take care of you, I'm going to be with you, I'm going to watch over you." So why does Yaakov Avinu need the bracha from this angel of Esav? Furthermore, Umash sha'alo ha-malach mashmecha ha'im lo yodeshmo. Furthermore, why does the Malach ask Yaakov Avinu, "What's your name?" Does the Malach not know the name of Yaakov? So two fundamental questions. Number one, why does Yaakov Avinu need a bracha from the Malach of Esav? And number two, why does the Malach ask Yaakov his name? The Malach, of course, knows the name of Yaakov. He's been fighting with Yaakov the entire night. So the Rebbe says so beautifully, "Aval ma'isa avosim alabanim." That which happened to the forefathers is a metaphoric foreshadow for that which will happen to the children. And this, of course, is the theme of Bereishis. The reason the Torah spends so much time on the stories of the Avos, even though the Torah is not a storybook. Torah is a book of laws, a book of moral ethical lessons. Whenever there is a story, the story either has a moral ethical impact, or in the case of Sefer Bereishis, because the events that occurred to the Avos foreshadow that which will happen to us as a nation. And after Yaakov Avinu has this encounter with the Malach, with the angel of Esav, and he fights with him, the Gamnaga b'kaf yirecho. Remember again, the Malach injures Yaakov in the course of the fight. In the course of the fight, Yaakov is injured in his thigh. We remember this injury to this day with the prohibition to give Hanosha the sciatic nerve. Yaakov was injured in his sciatic nerve. The Ratza Malach l'aleches. And after injuring Yaakov, the Malach just wanted to leave. Amar Yaakov, "Ha'im kazos yi'ar lebanai. Acher sheyizbalu tzaros upigayim teizos yeshuasam, mashlo yochlu son eim lohem, velo naflu biadehem, ome'ata yeshuvu amatzavam shiu kodem shesavlu." So Yaakov Avinu was very disturbed. He says, "I understand everything that happens to me is a metaphoric foreshadow for that which will happen to my children. So is this the paradigm that's going to happen? Esav is going to start up with us. Esav is going to hurt us. And then ultimately, again, we're going to suffer in the hand of Esav. We're going to suffer injury. We're going to suffer difficulties in the hand of Esav. And ultimately, then Esav walks away. So, okay, so we hold our own ground. We hold our own ground, but we're battered. We're beaten. And Esav just walks away." Yaakov Avinu says no, meaning it's not just enough to stand our ground. It's not just enough to remain standing until the morning. Rather, Lokein, Rak lo ashalichocha kiem berachtani. Shacharei ha'yisurim yoshim Hashem b'Yeshua. Lo rak sheyispatshu mitzaroseihem bilvad. Yaakov Avinu says to the Malach of Esav, "Before you go, you must bless me." What's the meaning of this blessing, says the Rebbe? Yaakov Avinu was concerned that if this episode was the metaphoric foreshadow for the continuum of the history of Klal Yisrael, or the experiential continuum of Klal Yisrael, then what does this mean? Is the most we could expect to be able to remain standing after a night-long battle with Esav? Is that the greatest accomplishment for the Jew? That, okay, we're battered, we're beaten, but at least we're still standing? Now the truth is, we know that is an incredible accomplishment. But Yaakov Avinu doesn't want that. Yaakov Avinu says, "Esav, I'll fight with you the whole night. But at the end of the night, I'm not going to let you go until you bless me. And what's the blessing? What's the bracha? The bracha is that the Ribono Shel Olam should bring an end to the suffering. That this ongoing battle, this ongoing night-long battle with Esav, should not be something that repeats itself over and over in history. I've held my ground, Yaakov says. I've stood up despite the beatings. I've stood up despite the pain, despite the injuries. But I'm not letting you go. You bless me. And that blessing is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There has to come a point in time where it's not just enough for Klal Yisrael to survive. Where it's not just enough for Klal Yisrael to go ahead and remain standing after being battered the entire night. There has to be a different end to this story at some point in time. At some point in time, there has to be geula. There has to be redemption. There has to be salvation. This is what Yaakov Avin was asking for the Malach of Esav. Give me the bracha that I shouldn't just have the ability, energy, stamina, and wherewithal to remain standing at the end of the night. But give me the bracha that the night will end. Give me the bracha that salvation will come. Give me the bracha that at one point in time, geula, redemption, will ultimately await us. It's not just enough to be spared the suffering. It's not just enough to survive. But again, we need the bracha, ultimately, says Yaakov to the Saro Shel Esav, that geula, that redemption will come. V'hinei noda, shesaro shel Esav hu Samael. Ula Asid, so in the name of the angel of Esav is Samael. Ula Asid Tisrache Kamem Mimenu, Shubichinas Mabes, Ubila Hamabes Lanatzach. So the Rebbe writes so beautifully over here that the Pasuk in Yeshayah says when Mashiach comes, Bila Hamabes Lanatzach, death will be swallowed up forever. So he says, death, Mabes, death, that is represented in the Mem of Samael. So when Mashiach comes, the mem of the name Samael is going to be removed. V'yisharu ba'osios Sael. And all that's going to be left in the name of this malach is Samech Aleph Lamed. The mem is going to be gone. Sael. The gematria Havia Hashem Adonai. So amazingly enough, the gematria of Sael is the same gematria, the same numerical value as the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yeh malach kadosh bin sari ma'ilah. Which means when Mashiach comes, even the angel of Esav will become one of the ministering angels of the Ribono Shel Olam. That's Bila Hamaves Lanetzach. When Mashiach comes, the Mem of Samael will be taken away from his name. He will be Sael, which has the same gematria as HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which means that even the Malach of Esav will become one of the Malachim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'chaim, Achar Shiyakov Avinu Nesavik Imo, V'tiken Eschelko Ba'asar, V'echino L'geula Ha'asida, Kvar Neskadesh HaMalach, Ubikesh Kvartovas Yisrael. So the Rebbe says something so beautiful. That Yaakov Avinu, by going ahead and remaining standing until the morning, by essentially again resisting the defeat of the Malach, by essentially defeating the Malach, created almost a messianic moment. In that moment when Yaakov Avinu defeated the Malach of Esav. Now, how do you know he defeated the Malach of Esav? Because the Malach says, Shalcheni, let me go. Which means that Yaakov Avinu had the upper hand. Yaakov Avinu defeated the Malach of Esav. When is the Malach of Esav defeated? That's only in the Messianic era. Bila Hamavis Lanetzach, he becomes Sael. But in that moment when Yaakov Avinu triumphed over Esav, in that moment when Yaakov Avinu stood his own, stood his ground, that Yaakov Avinu created a messianic moment. And therefore the Malach says, Shalcheni ki alo ha-shachar, let me go. And Rashi says again, why? Where does he have to go? So Rashi HaKadosh says, because it has become my time to recite Shira. It's become my time to go ahead and sing. Every Malach has his own designated day. When he gets to sing Shira, he gets to sing beautiful praise before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And for the Malach Samael, that day was his day. Why was that day his day? Why was he singing Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on that day? So the Rebbe posits, because in that moment, even the Malach Samael was refined through his struggle with Yaakov. In that messianic moment, the Mem was taken away from his name, and he literally was refined through the struggle with Yaakov to the point that he was privileged to go up and to sing Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lachin, Achar Shiyakov Avinu, Nisavik Imo, V'tiken Eschelkov Svan, Amarlo. So ultimately, again, now we answered the first part. So in terms of the Rebbe's first question, why does Yaakov Avinu ask for a bracha from the Malach? So we understand what the bracha was. The bracha was, a bracha for geula. Malach Samael, Malach Samael, I have gone ahead and through this evening of struggle, I have elevated you. I've removed the mem, the mavis from your name. Through your struggle, I've taken away your impurities and I've elevated you. I have created a messianic moment. Now give me the bracha that me and my children should not have to keep enduring these night-long struggles. Give, just like I've given you a messianic moment, you give me a bracha that we shouldn't just survive as a people, that we shouldn't just exist as a people, that we shouldn't just limp from one battle to the next, but give me the bracha of geula, give me the bracha of redemption, give me the bracha of salvation, just like I've given you the opportunity. Give me a messianic moment, but not just a moment. Give me a messianic eternity, just like I've given you over the course of this night, this messianic moment. Amarlo, so then the Malach says to Yaakov, Mashmecha. So that's the answer to the first question. What Yaakov is asking for a bracha, whatever is the meaning when Yaakov, when the Malach says, what's your name? Vayomer Yaakov, so Yaakov responds, Yaakov, Heshev lo Amalach, Hinei Hashem Yaakov, Hushiyada Ochezes Ba'akev Esav. So amazingly enough, remember again, the Malach says to Yaakov, what's your name? Yaakov says, my name is Yaakov. Why? What does the name Yaakov mean? So the Malach says, you know, the name Yaakov represents Sheyado Okeves Ba'akiv Esav Achiv, because he held on to the heel of Esav when Esav was born. V'chali Yeshua Shalom Adato Bo Acher She'osu Dosh She'Esav Dosh Oso Ba'akivo V'nispater Me'akvayim She'edosh Oso. So amazingly enough, what happens? See, every single time Yaakov Avinu experiences a geula, a redemption, it's always after being trodden upon by the heel of Esav. So the Malach says, Yaakov, what's your name? And Yaakov says, my name is Yaakov. And it's not just the name. It represents his experiential reality. It represents the idea that I feel that I'm always being trampled upon. I feel like I'm always being stepped on. I feel like I'm always being down. I'm always downtrodden. So what happens, says the Malach? Va'alzeh atam espala gam lahalo. Sha'achar atzara tavo Yeshua. Avadai lucha bazeh ume'ato shimcha Yisrael. So beautifully the Malach says to Yaakov, you no longer have to be known as Yaakov, but rather I'm giving you the bracha of Yisrael. Yisrael is a falashon of saros, of mastery, of dominion. That your geula will not have to come literally after being trodden upon by Esav. That your redemption, your magnificent moments of salvation will not have to come after you're under the heel of Esav. That was Yaakov. I give you the bracha, says the Malach, that there will come a time where you will be Yisrael, where you will just experience beautiful salvation, beautiful redemption, without having it be preceded by the night filled with incredible struggle, by the night filled with the incredible trampling by the heel of Esav. Shayeshuos tavorna lecha barosh visarisa. Va'od ramaz ha-Malach lo, ki sarisa lo kim imo anashim atuchal, sarisa miloshon sar, Mikodim Sarisa, Vaachar Tuchal, Gam Kodim Batuchal, Gam Kisher Tsarosav Rabos, Tsarosecha Rabos Maod, Gam Kin Sarisa. So then the Rebbe goes on, he says so briefly, the Malach also says to Yaakov, I'm going to call you Yisrael, Ki Sarisa Im Elokim, because you struggled literally with angels, Ve'im Anashim and with men, Batuchal, and you triumphed. Sarisa Miloshon Sar. The Loshon of Sarisa means you were like a prince, you were royalty. You rose up, Mikodim Sarisa Vaachar Kach Vatuchal. Yaakov, the bracha of Israel is that even when you have incredible tsaros, even when you have incredible difficulties, gam kin sarisa, you rose above it. Lo nafal ruchacha bekerbecha, you never allowed your spirit to become downtrodden. Rach gam az hayisa bekerbecha sar, you were always a prince, you were always royalty, you were always special, always beautiful, even always holy. Even when you had to contend with the barbaric treatment at the hands of the other. So the Rebbe says really something, a three-pronged lesson over here. First of all, the Rebbe explains that the bracha that Yaakov Avinu wanted from the Tsar of Esav, the bracha he wanted is, I don't want anymore to just survive. I don't want anymore just to make it through the night. Give me the bracha of geula. Give me the bracha of redemption. Give me the bracha of a salvation that is not just survival, but a salvation that is true, uplifting, beautiful salvation. The Malach says to him, tell me your name. And Yaakov says, you know, my name is Yaakov. Because my entire existence, I feel, has been classified or has been categorized under the heel of Esav. I'm always being trampled upon. I'm always being hurt. I'm always being stepped on. Yes, I survive, but I feel like I'm always being trampled upon. To which the Malach says, Yaakov, your name is no longer Yaakov, your name is Yisrael. What Yisrael means is the ability to experience salvation, kisarisa, to be a sar, to be important, without being trodden upon, without being trampled upon, without being stepped on. The Malach says, yes, Yaakov, Yisrael, one day, the day will come where you will be able to experience salvation without having to go through the night of difficulties, the long night of the various vicissitudes and challenges of existence. That day will come. I give you the bracha that you will not have to spend your life underneath the heel of Esav. The day will come where your salvation doesn't have to come under the heel of Esav, but your salvation will just be beautiful. Your salvation won't have to be preceded by incredible suffering, incredible difficulty, trials and tribulations. But then the Malach says, but Yaakov, Yisrael, that day is going to take a while. That day is going to be slow in coming. There's going to be thousands of years and trials and tribulations before that great salvation arrives. There's going to be thousands of years of difficulties and being trampled upon. There's going to be thousands of years of trials and tribulations and barbaric treatment at the hands of others. But even then, you have to remember that you're Yisrael. You have to remember that you're a sar. You have to remember you're important. You have to remember you're beautiful. You have to remember you're special and you're holy, even in the midst of all your struggles. Because as we learned in the Rebbe's words a few weeks ago, sometimes when a person suffers so much, they forget their own heiligkeit. They forget their own importance. They forget their own beauty. They forget their own Kedusha. Yaakov, the day will come where you will have proactive salvation, not preceded by being trampled by the heel of Esav. But until that day, even in the midst of your suffering, understand you're still Yisrael. Understand you're still holy. And of course, we can imagine the incredible profundity of these words with the Rebbe. The Rebbe is sharing this with his beautiful, holy, yet broken Kehila, trying to remind these precious Neshamas, these precious Jews, we've all suffered so much. We've all suffered in such overwhelming, profoundly, in unimaginable ways. We're under the heel of Esav each and every day. So yes, in our hearts we daven for the Yisrael Gula. We don't just want to survive this, but we want to get through this and we want to be able to get through the night, but then we want to stop having the long nights. But the Rebbe tells his Kehila, but we have to stay strong even in the midst of the suffering, even in the midst of all the difficulties. We can't simply define ourselves as Yaakov, as people who live under the heel of Esav. We have to define ourselves as Yisrael. We're special, we're beautiful, we're holy, and we must remember that even in the midst of our challenges. This is true in the Warsaw Ghetto. It's true for us as well. Sometimes our challenges become so overwhelming that we forget who we are, that we forget how beautiful we are, we forget how special, we forget how holy we are. The Rebbe's words resonate with us even to this very day. At the end of the day, our job is to always remember how beautiful and special we are, even in the midst of all of life's trials and tribulations. Havayu b'zoch emeret Hashem to continue with the Rebbe's next Torah in Parshas Vayeshev next week. Wishing everyone a wonderful evening and a beautiful and productive week.